Hi, and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Inside and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're talking with Tony Adkins, SaaS expert and author of Case Studies in Performance Management, a guide from the experts. To learn more about Tony's book, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Tony, thanks so much for speaking with us today. You've received a lot of praise for your new book thus far from industry experts, including Chris Pieper. He states that you have lived the life of a true ABCM road warrior. If you will, please define ABC and tell us what Chris means by his comment.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Shelley. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the time to come talk about the book. First of all, ABCM, or activity-based costing and management, is a methodology to understand what things cost and why they cost the way they cost, and the management piece is taking that and using it to make decisions with. And what he meant by me being a road warrior was, after I had started with a company called ABC Technologies, Chris was the founder and CEO of that company that was subsequently bought by SAS in 2002, which is what brought me here. I worked in the tech support department there, spent a lot of time working with different companies on their models, both domestically and internationally, which kind of prepared me to become what they call an application service specialist. And what that is somebody who goes on the road and does what many people understand as consulting, implementing models with customers, out being in their face, trying to get the products to work on site, get the models to run, and help the customer use the product in the way that helps them make decisions with their company. What he really meant was that the first year I was in App Services, I had 197 hotel room nights. So I spent a lot of time on the road that first year doing App Services. And I don't think I ever dipped below 175 for a few years. So spent a lot of time out there implementing the products.
Who will most benefit from your book? It sounds like any company could.
I think any company that's looking to put an activity-based costing system in place or a performance management system in place will learn what companies have done in the past, what some of the pitfalls are, what some of the best practices are. When I took on putting the book together, I had originally targeted our sales folks and our field sales folks because I wanted them to have cases to be able to use these cases in sales situations or examples for new customers. So I think it's really both new customers and it's our field sales and system engineer people who are out there with customers trying to get information about what the different SaaS products are and how we can position those products within our performance management suite.
In your book, you examined 15 real companies from a variety of industries. Can you briefly just tell us about one of these case studies?
Well, the first case study in the book is, I think, kind of the flagship case study. It's called Luboil. Now, these cases were rewritten from real case studies, and they were rewritten anonymously. So Luboil is the anonymous name for the real company. But I think most importantly with that case was it was a company that was not number one in their market. They wanted to take on an activity-based costing project. They wanted to put an activity-based costing product in place. And they really wanted to become number one in their market. And by looking at the individual profitability of each one of their products and their market segments, analyze profitability, they could look at profitability by individual segment, by salesman, and they could do all this slicing and dicing with the different types of costs that they had in the model, and they were able to overtake and become the number one player in their market just by, I suppose there were a variety of other things that enabled them to do it, but having this data in place to do that, it was telling that within a year of implementing this product, they overtook number one in their market.
That's great. How does SaaS support activity-based costing and performance management?
SaaS really supports and it has really done a good job in supporting the cost, what I call cost and profitability at SaaS. We've really put a lot of time and effort into building out and integrating activity-based costing into the SaaS infrastructure. And they've even let us, over the past few years, do some research. And we've recently released a product called SaaS Profitability Management. So in combination with activity-based costing, which is kind of the understanding of what things cost and why they cost the way they cost. So it's the activity consumption of costs and why they cost that way. We've released this profitability management product, which is really a profitability product that allows you to calculate profitability and cost at the most detailed transaction level. Banks have been coming to us over the years and saying, well, we really want to understand customer profitability. It's hard to do in an ABC model because we want to do it for every single one of our 8 million retail customers, and we want to have a profit and loss statement for that. Well, it was natural for us because SaaS, using SaaS procs and the SaaS infrastructure, we can analyze and we can calculate these high volumes of transactions. And not only that, we can use the SaaS BI infrastructure to put out individual profit and loss statements for every single one of these customers. So SaaS has really put a lot of effort into supporting this industry over the last few years, and I'm really excited to see that it's taken off.
What do you most hope that businesses or readers will take away from your book?
I hope they don't repeat the mistakes that they made in the case studies. You'll notice a trend as you go through these individual case studies that a lot of the same lessons learned are relived over and over and over again. Don't go too detailed on your activities. Change is going to be difficult, so make sure you have a champion that's going to help you with change. All these things that you probably read in a lot of different sources than just my book, but I hope at some point somebody will realize that, hey, you know, these are lessons learned. I can understand it now, and I can take steps to avoid them. Another thing that I mentioned in there is you don't just automatically get money back by doing an activity-based costing or a performance management implementation. A lot of people think there's this pot of gold at the end of the rainbow where if you implement this ABC model and hit the calculate button, that you're going to get a whole bunch of money back, and it doesn't work that way. That's where the decision-making starts. And being at SaaS, we can see that this is a big benefit here because you put these costing models in place, you get the results at the end, and then you can look at doing analytics, which is one of SaaS's core strengths, is to take more analytics and apply that on top of these complex problems to make better decisions.
Now, changing gears a little bit, now that you've authored a book, can you offer any advice to potential authors?
Well, I would say a couple of things. Don't be afraid to work with other people. And there might be some things on your desk that might be a book that you might not know about. In my case, this was a set of a lot of different case studies that I had been writing and rewriting anonymously. When we were acquired by SaaS and I was with ABC Technologies, I had all these case studies that the field sales reps wanted to use. And they couldn't use them because they weren't in SaaS terms. So I rewrote them anonymously to become SaaS, kind of sassified, I guess is a better way to put it. Once I did that, the idea for the book came together, and then I got a hold of some friends of mine in the industry, some various experts that I know that have implemented ABC projects and done performance management implementations to comment on the individual cases, and that's why it's called A Guide from the Experts. Like I said, number one, don't be afraid to work with other people. There might be ideas for you that you might not have thought of being a book, and then definitely write about what you know. I started in this industry in 94 doing activity-based cost estimating, and then with ABC Technologies doing activity-based costing projects, and then performance management with SaaS and implementation. So it's a lot of different things out there. But if you have the experience and the background, there's ideas out there for books for you.
Thank you so much, Tony. We've been talking with Tony Adkins, author of Case Studies in Performance Management, A Guide from the Experts. This podcast is part of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.